Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, and here I've cultivated a safe space for us to expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. By the end of today's show, you'll be able to identify you and put your crown back on. So I hope that you enjoy today's show. So let's get right into it. Thank you all so much for being here yet again. Y'all, we are on episode number 6. I am so grateful for every single listener, viewer, supporter, longtime friend, family, whoever is listening. Okay, I'm just so grateful for you all. And just all glory and honor to God for allowing me to be here yet again to just testify and share the good news and just how great He's been to me in my life and some of the things that I've been through that can help some of you. So I'm excited about today's episode. As every episode, I feel like I say that, but it really feels like that. Like when you get an opportunity to come before God's people, like it's a bundle of joy. It's just like excitement. It definitely still has like, you know, limited nerves and little anxiety, but definitely just excited to just share like what the Lord has gave me to share with you all. So today we have a song, okay? And y'all, the name of the song is Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Love her, okay? I want to go over the first 7 lines to the song, which it starts off with her kind of just talking to us, which a lot of gospel songs, that's how it is. Like, it's like conversational. Like, they really be like pouring their heart out, like just talking to God. And I love that. So she says, God will break you to position. He will break you to promote you and break you to put you in your right place. But when He breaks you, He doesn't hurt you. When He breaks you, He doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Anybody been gracefully broken? Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Y'all, that is such a beautiful song. And I absolutely love it because in my season of brokenness and when God had given me my first workbook that I created, Broken to Whole, the ABCs of Healing, like, yeah, I was so broken. I was just like, Lord, give me anything, like help me heal. Like, I want to heal. I want to be whole. I want to know who I am in Christ. Hence where Identify You come from. Like, y'all, we go through life and life be coming at you. Life be lifing, okay? And we're going to get into it today. Today's title is called Kingdom Builder. I'm wearing my Kingdom Builder hoodie, okay? And I'm just really excited to like, just, I really have 2 main points for y'all, but I want to like break it down and just share some stuff. So the verse of the day, and I have 2 that we're going to reference. The first one is Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whatever, rather in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And then if you go down a couple of verses to Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Listen, this is so good. And I'm so excited to just go deeper because everything that we do, y'all, our thoughts, our ideas, our words, our actions, the good deeds that you do, we should be doing it for the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And we should be working at everything we do with all of our heart. That's why, like, every time I come over here, I'm like, I'm so excited because with all my heart, like, I try to do everything and with excellence. And I want to go deeper into my 2 points today. So the first point that I have is broken before built. Baby, listen, we have to be broken before we are built in the kingdom of God. And to us, broken things are looked at as like worthless. We want to throw it away if it's broken. That comes with relationships. That comes with, you know, things in your house. It could be a job. If you feel like it's broke, you just want to quit. Like, we look at broken things as worthless, but God, He can take what has been broken and remake it into something better. Hence why here we expose some of the broken pieces, because he has mended us back together. He has healed us. He is healing some of us, and he can use us. And I just love it, because when God can take something that's been broken and remake it into something better, something that he can use for his glory. So he take this broken thing, put it together, and use it for his glory. Like, how beautiful is that? Y'all know the saying, like, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Like, that's how God feels about broken people. Whew, listen, broken things and broken people are the result of sin. And as I talked about before, like, we are born into sin. But God, listen, so amazing, so kind, so gracious, sent King Jesus so that we might be healed. Like, he desired for us to be healed. He wants us to be healed. He knows that we're broken. So he already had a solution in mind. Y'all, sit there and think about that. That is mind-boggling. Like, he already knew that we would come into this world falling into sin and we would be broken. But he already had a solution in place. King Jesus sent him to earth so that we may be healed. That's something to shout about right now. Y'all gonna make me get up in here and start. Listen, that is just something to just be so grateful for. And when I began to look at it that way, my whole life changed, like my whole perspective. And that's really like when my healing like intensified, because that's when I wanted to unveil and uncover, like, who is Shakira? Like, I was visualizing the healed version of her. Like, but oftentimes we are unable to hear God's call because we're so busy with other things, which it can be our own lives, our family, our work, our own problems, our unhappiness. And when God is calling us, he's calling us out of that brokenness. He doesn't want us to remain there. He's calling us out of it. But when we're so caught up with other things, we're distracted, then we sometimes just ignore the call or we miss the call. And sometimes he has to use very tragic, devastating things to really get our attention. And we have to be broken before we realize our need. And for me, I had to be broken all the way down. Like, y'all, many of you heard my testimony and I've done a docuseries on it, but my life had, I got everything that I wanted and I desired. And it was for my good. It was everything that I wanted. Okay. I always talk about my grade versus God's grade. It looks different. But I was content. I was satisfied. I was grateful. Like, I was good. I literally was like, Lord, if you do nothing else, like, I am good, because I had the husband, I had the kids, I had the house, I had the car, like all the things that I wanted. And when my late husband passed away, I was devastated. I'm like, wow, God, you gave me all these things that I wanted to take it away? It's crazy. So in that season, I had questions for God. That's when, and this is why he knows. He already knows like what's going to get our attention for real. So he knew the questions I would have, and he had answers. And I was just so crushed, like, why would you give me things that you knew my heart desired for it to be taken away? And he's like, I need you reconciled back to me, which I've talked about celebrating life after death, after, you know, I spiritually woke up and, you know, really got closer to God. But one of the things that we have to remember when we encounter different relationships in this here life is that all relationships are a mirror for us. And everybody that comes along your path is a destiny helper. And I truly believe with all of my heart and soul that my husband and I were destiny helpers for each other. And we fulfilled the mission that God had for us. And I truly believe, because it's so funny, like when I met my late husband And the way that like he really sparked my interest is because like he sent the word to his community like every morning, the word meaning the scripture of the day. And that's something that I did for my community. And I was like, look at him sending out the word, because he has sent it to me. And I'm like, oh, I do that. Like, I do that for my people too. But there was a season where I was like, Lord, I'm tired of sending people the word. Like, they're not listening. They don't listen anyway. So like, why do I need to keep sharing it? And that's what I said to God. Like, and that's how my relationship has been with God. Like, I'm just real. Like, I talk to him like he's my father. He's my daddy. He's my best friend. Like, he's always with me. Like, I just be conversing. Like, I'm sick of it. I was sick of it in one season. I'm like, people don't respond, or people not listening. They still living their lives any kind of way. Like, I was grieved by the fact that people are not listening to God's word, you know? So he told me, the Holy Spirit came to me. He's like, it's not your job to make sure that people are, you know, being obedient or accountable to the word. It's just your job to share the word. I do the accountability piece. When I tell you that right there, set me free, because I'm over here getting upset about something that's good, something that I should be doing because other people's actions, which ain't got nothing to do with me. And that comes from control. That comes from, you know, just having a heart for people and like wanting everybody to be on the same page, which there's nothing wrong with that. But those are the things that we have to bring to God in prayer, in our conversation, in our devotional time. Like, he gives us those things that we're grieved about, the things that you're angry about in the world that's happening. It could be homelessness. It could be, I'm trying to think of stuff off the top of my head, y'all, but it could be like homelessness. It could be the adoption system. It could be abortions, whatever like grieves you and you feel like, oh, it just hurts me so bad that this is happening in the world. Then maybe, just maybe, that's something that God has a purpose for you or wants you to speak more about to like help people. And when I realized like, it's just my job to share the word. Like, that's like, I love the word so much and I'm so eager to share it. That's all I'm supposed to do. After I share it and I know I did it with excellence and with the right heart posture, what other people do with it is not my business. And excuse me, I truly believe that when God gave me that revelation, like, that was a moment of being set free, because it's like, you can fully operate in your purpose when you are not attaching it to like the results. Because if you look at it like, okay, if God formed me and put me in my mother's womb, he knew the plans that he had for me. The purpose is revealed to me. He knows what the outcome is going to be. So it's like, I'm just supposed to play my part in God's plan. He already gave a plan. He already knows the plan. So I'm just here to play my part. I don't got to worry about the results or anything after that. I just got to do my part. And I always use like, the one analogy, like, God is the director and we're the actors in the story. Or you can look at it as he's the manager, you're the employee. Or, you know, there's so many different analogies of how you can look at it. But ultimately, when you look at the grand scope of it, it's God's plan and we got to play our part. We all have a part to play in his plan for our life. And I think that that is just so beautiful. One, like, he had you in mind. He has a purpose for you. He knew you. He knows every hair on your head. Like, that's so beautiful. And that's why it's so important to know who you are and whose you are. That's why identifying you is so important, because it takes the focus off of the world, all the problems, all the things, and focuses on like, what can you do to help the world? What can you do to fulfill your purpose here in the world? And let me just tell you, the only way to be reconciled back to God is to be made whole, which is why he can take broken people, the broken pieces, and put it all back together beautifully, gracefully broken, and make you whole. It's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. And that's just like how the Bible is too. Like, if you really read your Bible, y'all, the Bible is full of broken people, full of people who have flaws, full of people who are running from God. But he still took them and he used them. And we've got to look at ourselves just like the prophets in the Bible, just like the people in the Bible. We got to look at ourselves, place yourself in there, because you are one of God's children. So you have to be broken before you are built. That is the bottom line. We all are going to experience brokenness. That's it. My second point, which brings me to kingdom builder, and it's so funny, like God is so funny, because this wasn't the exact episode that I wanted to do. Like after last episode, you know, we've been talking about adversity and things like that. But yesterday I was having a conversation with one of my mentees, and we were just talking about like how you are supposed to do things in excellence. And I was ranting and raving about my late husband, like the things that I loved about him, because y'all, again, people come in your life to be mirrors. Like I thought that I was like doing things good, and I was like super clean and super organized, put together before I met him. And then he comes into my life and it's like, oh, I met my match, because this man, let me tell you, so clean. Like he made sure his nails was taken care of, manicured his nails, like cut his nails. I hate dirty nails, y'all. That's what we were talking about yesterday. And he like made sure, you know, his feet were together. I hate bad feet. And it's like most men don't want to like get their feet done and stuff like that. But he like got his hair cut weekly, y'all, down to like his undergarments. He did that with excellence. He like ironed it and stuff. And I was just like, whoa, like this is a bit much. Like that's a lot. But he taught me, even down to the dishes, y'all. This man would wash the dishes so good, like better than me. And that's why you can't be subscribing to just women are supposed to cook and clean. Like that is not the case. Like there are some men who can do those things very well, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the one thing that my husband taught me from all of that is he said, whatever you do, do it with excellence. And that's literally biblical. We are supposed to do everything with excellence. Our Father, our Creator, the Creator of the universe, is a creator of excellence. And if we are going to be representation of Him, then we should be of excellence. Think about it as your family, the house you grew up in. My mama always told me, when you step outside this house, you represent me, because she's the one that's raising me. She's the one that's, you know, building me up. So I had to leave that house and represent her well. So just like our Father, our Creator, our God, we should want to represent Him well. As a kingdom builder, you should want to represent Him well. And Jesus said to seek first the kingdom of God in His Sermon on the Mount, which is in Matthew 6:33. And all of that is saying is God's priority versus worldly things. We got to prioritize what is important to God versus what the world says is important. And what's important to God? Broken people, reconciling them back to Christ. That's what's important. So we have to do it with excellence and with love. And in order to do that, you got to surrender. Like, here I am, God. Here I am, broken and all, flaws and all. Like, this is what I got. What can you do with what I am, what I got? And I believe Bishop even said this before. He said early on in his ministry, he was like, this is what I got, Lord. How can you use me? How can you exalt me? And I think that that's so important to always keep in mind, because a lot of times, and I'll speak for myself, I know when I was broken or when I was living in sin, I felt like God couldn't use me, or when, you know, I fell short and I felt like God would never love me again. I felt like it was over. So it's important to remember that despite all that you have been through, all the things that you've done, all the sins that you've committed, like knowing that as long as you ask for forgiveness with all of your heart and you come before God, like He can use anything. And when I tell you He can use anything, like that is really so true. And usually, just sometimes, just maybe, He uses the thing that you was falling short in to as your purpose. to give him the glory. And it's like the irony in that. So you just got to surrender. Just give it up. Like, just give it up, y'all. Our great versus God's great is just different. Our ways versus his ways is different. It's like surrender. Just submit. It's submission. That's what submission is. You know, submission is such a buzzword now and people want to talk about it, but it's like, let's talk about what submission really is. And that's a whole nother, we're not even about to go there because that's a whole nother episode. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. I'm going to definitely talk about that. But yeah, once you surrender and you say, here I am, God, take what I have and use me. He will heal you. You will be reconciled back to Christ and made whole again. And he can use those broken pieces for his glory. And then once he heals you and you're made back whole and your purpose is revealed to you, you're now walking in who you are and whose you are, then that's when you, I'm over here spitting, that's when you have to do everything in excellence. That means the ideas you have, the thoughts you have, your actions, it should all be in excellence and in his name, because he is the one who gives it all to us. So any good deed that you're doing, even the small things that you think don't matter, like I said, my late husband taught me, like washing dishes, like we should do that with excellence, not grumbling and complaining and griping, like, oh, I gotta wash dishes again. Or that job that you've been blessed with, like, oh, I'm sick of going here, I'm sick of this job, always complaining. Like, we should go to work and do it with excellence. The family that you've been blessed with, those kids that we have been blessed to steward well, we have to raise them in excellence. And we got to do it in his name, because we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve half of the things that we do have and that he continues to bless us with. But our God, he's so kind. He's so gracious. And I just believe that when you do everything in excellence and in his name so that he may get the recognition and not you, like, that's when you're kingdom building and not self building. And the world will teach you that, oh, you gotta, what they say, and I hate it, self-made. Like, when that first came out and people was like on that train heavy, it grieved my spirit, because I'm like, baby, I'm not self-made. I don't know nothing. I am nothing. Like, without God, I am God-made. So when you really start seeking the kingdom first and putting God's priority before the world priorities, like, you will see a shift in your life. You'll see the shift, the changes happening around you. You'll know when you're kingdom building or you over here self-building, okay? And self-building is going to lead right to self-destruction. So just keep that in mind and know that. And that also will help you with your habits. And when you do face adversity, like, weaving out the stuff that just really don't matter, because you'll be able to identify, like, okay, is this for the kingdom or is this for the world? Like, it becomes easier because you're more disciplined, and it's a skill that has to continue to be practiced, because when you get serious about God, the enemy gets serious about you, and things are going to continue to come at you, which can be distractions, but you got to be able to decipher between God's priorities and the world's priorities. Okay. So those was like my two main points that I really wanted to touch on today, because I just felt like this is good. Like, going from broken to being built to being a kingdom builder, like, that's good news right there. Okay. Like, y'all, I was a hot mess before Christ's life. Like, when I be reflecting, I just laugh. I'm like, I don't regret anything, because I don't feel like you're supposed to regret things in life. I feel like it was all, you know, for a reason. It all had to happen. Like, nothing was wasted. I truly believe that. But I'm just able to just laugh, like, ooh, girl, you was raggedy. So don't beat yourself up too bad if you were in that place or you still are in a broken place. Like, just know that what you're going through, like, it all matters. Nothing is wasted. God can use anything. He can make anything good. So I hope that this really encouraged someone today. Okay. I hope it did. We're going to jump into Dear You. y'all already know, get your journals and let's get into our Dear You letter. Y'all ready? Dear You, I am so proud of you. Remember, you are no longer bound by past mistakes. God has forgiven you and given you a second chance at life. What a wonderful father you have. Always give him all the honor, praise, and glory. Your desire to represent him to the fullest with your ideas, words, and actions is admirable. Even when you're against all odds, you're committed to always growing and becoming the best version of yourself. You glow, girl. You are a kingdom builder, playing a part in God's plan. Trust God's divine timing and know that all things are working for your good and for his glory. With love and gratitude, me. Woo! Are y'all loving the Dear You letters? Like, let me know how y'all feel about those, because I feel like I'd be like hyping myself up when I'm reading those. But let me know how y'all feel about the Dear You letters. And yeah, so let's get into Identify You, because at the end of every episode, baby, you should be able to identify you, take away something that we talked about in the show, and identify you and put your crown back on and go out here and slay, baby. So I am a kingdom builder. It is God who gives me the breath and ability to do anything in life. I am grateful for the opportunities I have, and I will do everything with excellence. Yes! Y'all, remember, you can affirm with me by commenting in the chat, okay? Put your comment down there. Put the affirmation down there. Also, just remember to make sure you're writing down the affirmations so that you can repeat them in the mirror or throughout the day when you feel yourself, you know, slipping into something. Like, you need to affirm yourself and pick yourself back up. Like, that's the whole point of the Identify You. And as you write more of them, like, you'll have a affirmation list. You know, you can create that. Like, I'm just huge on like affirmations. I got affirmations everywhere. Like, I affirm myself all day long. Okay. Because when I am falling or the enemy is trying to play with my thoughts and my mind, I need to affirm who I am and whose I am. So that is the purpose of Identify You. I'm so grateful just to be before you all today and being able to share that word. I hope that it truly helped someone. If it did, let me know. Like, share your takeaways in the comments. I want to hear from you. And if it helped you, share with someone else, someone who you believe that it can help as well, because sharing is caring. Okay. And we share things that we really like. So share. Make sure you are streaming your podcast wherever you get your podcast at, and subscribe to us on YouTube at I Am She Here TV. Make sure you subscribe and put that notification bell on. The notification bell helps you to know, like, oh, it's a new episode, or I have something very special coming for y'all soon that I'll be releasing. I don't know. I might have already released it by the time this episode come out. So I don't know. You just need to stay tuned. That's why you got to follow, subscribe everywhere, and just lock in so you know, like, what's going on in our community, what's happening. I want us to just continue to grow in Christ and just continue to identify who we are and walk by faith and slay. Let's pray each and every day, because God, he will make a way. I love y'all so much, and I will see you in the next episode.